sitting in the morning sun.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk about Ukraine and just what is starting to take place in Ukraine. And it is without question and undeniable that Russia is causing sheer hell, raining down hell on Ukraine. And in large doses. And that David and Goliath story that people love to hear and believe is not going to come out the way David and Goliath came out in the book, in the Bible. It is going to be Goliath that is going to crush David. And it is taking place now. And the constant bombardment of this particular city, Severodonetsk, 80% is now a key city. 80% now is controlled by Russia. And so, you know, it's just what people expected. Our government just sent $40 billion to Ukraine a couple weeks ago, and now Ukraine is saying we need more. And the United States is considering, well, we got to do more. At some point in time, you can't say no to the American people. And then, you know, charity starts at home, and then it's spread abroad. And whether you're with me or not on this, facts remain that this nation right now, the people, many people in our country are struggling mightily, financially, because of inflation, because of a lot of other things. And it's not right to ignore the citizens of this country and say, well, it's on your backs that we are going to help Ukraine. That's not right. And you can feel how you feel about Ukraine and feel that we have an obligation. We have some kind of moral obligation to assist Ukraine. And at a time when everybody in our country is tightening their belts, not everybody, but a large percentage are tightening their belts, to have our country continue to, you know, pour money that they claim we don't have to help the American people, continue to send it to what's going to be a losing effort. Come on, that's just not, doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I wonder what your thoughts are. But I'll tell you something. I'll tell you what mine are. It's inevitable. Ukraine is going to lose this war. It doesn't matter whether Russia is right or wrong in the final analysis about who's going to win this war. We know who's going to win this war. And so why should we keep sending money that we won't spend to help our own people? I've never understood that mentality. If I'm wrong, you know, 844-967-2789, help me understand why we should be willing to not support and help our own people who pay the taxes that create the military and create the bandwidth to give billions of dollars to people who aren't even citizens of our country. I don't get that. Before, we'd help our own citizens. But listen, we're at a point right now where we just sent $40 billion several weeks ago, and that's used up, and now they need more. We need more. We need more. They're going to continue to need more, because the only well that they can go to for fresh water is the United States. You know, all the other NATO countries don't have the resources financially or the military resources to keep them supplied. It is you and I, the taxpayers of this country. And I, you know, I'm interested in what you have to say about this. You know, because again, right now it's not on the front burner, but that doesn't mean that this is not happening and that this is not getting worse. It's getting worse all the time. We have to come to the realization that some things we can do, some things we can't do. And right now we can't afford to make sure that a nation that it's already predicted what the outcome is going to be should get the treasures of this nation. Again, while the citizens of the nation don't get that. Well, what are you talking about, Earl? There's nobody starving in America. Well, you know, that's because you haven't looked closely. You know, people who are eating, you know, not the types of food that, you know, is healthy because they can't afford it. Look, we're in a quagmire in this country, and not just a quagmire in that war. Look, it's going to be in the 90s today, and people are who are blessed and fortunate enough to be able to use their central air. From everything I've been reading, the cost of electricity is going through the roof, like everything else. And so there are going to be people who can't afford to do that. And not to mention, recession means layoff or jobs eliminated permanently. That's what recession is. That's what happens during recessions. We are in the early stages of a recession in this country because there's a global recession. And so don't worry. Don't just think about the bloodletting of the American people right now. It's the bloodletting of the American people over the next several years, because that's what it's going to take in order for us to get back to a semblance of reality where gasoline prices can get back to about $2.50 a gallon. Everything that I'm reading is saying it's going to get worse. You know, gas prices in our state could rise to $6 a gallon soon. And I'm struggling as it is with $5.40 a gallon or $0.30 a gallon. You know, I was in Madison the other day and I couldn't believe it. The gas was $4.49 a gallon. I don't know what the difference is between Madison and Milwaukee or Waukesha, but it's almost $1 a gallon different. And you know, I wouldn't have ever thought that I would be excited to pay $4.49 for a gallon of gas, but I'm resolved that $4.49 is a lot better than $5.39 or $5.49. Listen, We can't afford to continue what we are doing in Ukraine. I'm sorry for those of you who think it's, you know, it's our responsibility and our duty to protect Ukraine, but we can't afford to do it anymore. And even though President Biden is saying, okay, we're gonna send even more munitions, we're gonna send even more financial resources to help the people in Ukraine, that's our moral obligation. I can tell you about different places across the globe where it's even worse than what's happening in Ukraine. And if it's about morality, then it should be about morality everywhere. You can't pick and choose when it comes to what's moral. You know, you can't. But that's what we're in a position right now. That's what we're doing. And we've got to do better. We've got to face the facts and say we can no longer do it. It can't be done. We have to pull the plug. Chips fall where they may. And do what we can to make life better for those who live in this country. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. What do you say? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
I'm sitting on a dock.